96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For Civic Media News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. Eau Claire officials gathered at the newly opened Downtown Transfer Center on Wednesday to celebrate Transit Equity Day. James Kelly has more.
Transit Equity Day is held on February 4th to honor the birthday of Rosa Parks, whose refusal to give up her seat on a bus to a white passenger in 1955 sparked the over year-long Montgomery bus boycott, a crucial moment in the civil rights movement. Phil Swanhorst is the Eau Claire Transit Commission chairperson and a former Eau Claire bus driver, and shared his thoughts on the history of Transit Equity Day in Eau Claire.
And this is the 10th year since I attended a conference in Washington, D.C. to create February 4th. Why February 4th? We wanted an activist that believed in equity in transportation, and who better than Rosa Parks, and her birthday is February 4th. So 10 years ago, we created that, and by we, it was unions, it was management, it was Ireland, it was South Africa, it was European countries.
In its proclamation declaring February 4th as Transit Equity Day, the Eau Claire City Council highlighted the importance of public transit as an essential service for residents to access things like healthcare and employment, as well as its importance in addressing climate change. Swanhorst also shared his thoughts on what future progress could look like for public transit in Eau Claire.
Continued applicable ADA compliance. Believe it or not, we build our buses, our transfer center. Our accommodations are very ADA compliant. When we drop off at some schools, some healthcare facilities, some older churches, they are not ADA compatible. So the future would be to have our community be ADA.
To honor Transit Equity Day, a local nonprofit, Jonah, covered all bus fares on Wednesday so residents could ride for free. Each bus also had a rose in the front seat to honor Rosa Parks.
Paying sales tax on menstrual products could be a thing of the past if two Appleton lawmakers from opposite sides of the political aisle get their way. Lisa Hale has more.
Representative Lee Snodgrass, a Democrat, and Senator Rachel Cabral Guevara, a Republican, are introducing legislation to eliminate the 5% sales tax on menstrual products. There was a press conference Tuesday with the Women's Fund and the Monthlies Project, where Representative Snodgrass called the tax regressive and discriminatory.
The American Medical Association has deemed menstrual products essential for women's health and has called the tampon tax a regressive penalty that disproportionately burdens those who can least afford it. The sales tax on menstrual products treats individuals differently based solely on their sex.
Snodgrass said 32 other states in the country have already introduced and passed similar legislation.
After weeks of being offline due to funding issues, WisconsinEye officially started live streaming events at the state capitol again this week. WisconsinEye temporarily shut down in December after officials said they needed to raise $250,000 to resume operations for the first 3 months of 2026 and $1 million for the full year. State lawmakers have been working to address the funding issues at the nonprofit, with legislation pending that would provide WisconsinEye with some state funding in addition to its own fundraising efforts. The legislation would use $10 million from the state budget to establish a trust fund and build a permanent endowment for WisconsinEye. Assembly Minority Leader Greta Neubauer says the bill does not have an exact matching contribution requirement for the nonprofit, but it would be responsible for raising a few hundred thousand dollars each year to support the streaming service. In addition to resuming live streams this week, WisconsinEye also brought its extensive video archive covering years of state politics back online. Wisconsin Democrats are taking another shot at legalizing marijuana, though the plan faces some tough odds. Lawmakers introduced a bill this week that would make recreational cannabis legal for adults 21 and older and would legalize medical marijuana for those 18 and older, as well as for minors with parental consent. One of the authors said in a press release that Wisconsin is losing revenue to other states that already allow it. Republicans, who control the legislature, have blocked similar efforts for years. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is urging drivers to give snowplows more space. According to a statement, there have been 13 incidents involving vehicles striking county snowplows. Serious incidents have occurred in Calumet, Marinette, Portage, Shawano, Waukesha, and Wood counties. In many cases, snowplows are struck from behind. The Department of Transportation is reminding drivers to watch the road ahead, avoid distractions, and leave room to brake. They also say to stay at least 200 feet behind a working snowplow, and if you must pass a snowplow, be careful. You can check road conditions by visiting 511wi.gov or call 511. Former Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan is asking a federal court to grant her an acquittal or a new trial following her felony conviction. Dugan's defense team filed the request last week, claiming she acted within the law and that jurors received inconsistent guidance during deliberations. A jury convicted Dugan of felony obstruction in December for helping a man in her courtroom evade an immigration arrest. Jurors cleared her of a separate misdemeanor charge tied to concealing someone from discovery and arrest. Dugan resigned from the bench earlier this year as the case continues through post-trial motions. For Civic Media News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Wisconsin voters are already turning in absentee ballots for the April 7th election. But the early numbers are still well below where they were at the same point in the 2025 spring race. The State Elections Commission says just over 276,000 absentee ballots have been requested so far, and about 54,000 have been returned. Early voting started Tuesday, and Election Day is April 7th. To see where you can vote early and what's on your ballot, check out myvote.wi.gov. The Dane County Sheriff's Office is trying to handle the spread of what it's calling misinformation regarding Ridgeland Farms. The agency released a statement this week more than a week after dozens of activists entered the property and removed dogs, resulting in multiple arrests. The Sheriff's Office noted it cannot refer animal cruelty charges against Ridgeland Farms until July because a court settlement gave the licensed research facility until then to stop selling dogs bred for biomedical research. The statement added people have a right to protest peacefully, but the March 15th event involved people committing crimes. Dane County mentioned it received several inquiries about Ridgeland Farms from across the country and beyond. And thousands of people are expected to take part in No Kings protests across Wisconsin tomorrow, with more than 100 events planned statewide. Organizers say the demonstrations are meant to push back against Trump administration policies. In Milwaukee, the main rally is set for Washington Park from noon to 3. Other bigger events are planned in Kenosha, Appleton, La Crosse, Green Bay, and Oshkosh. Organizers say they want the events to stay peaceful and focused on free speech. And Milwaukee Congresswoman Gwen Moore is pushing a bipartisan bill she says would help older foster youth build stronger connections with adults as they age out of the system. The Connect Act would expand mentorship and peer support through the Federal A program. An Ohio Republican representative is co-sponsoring the bill. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
A big day for Jake. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers got out the bats on opening day against the White Sox. Bottom of the seventh. Two men on, two outs, and Jake Bowers at the plate. Jeff Levering with the call.
Bowers, a fly ball to right. It's got the height. Does it have the distance? At the wall. It sure does. A three-run bomb for Bowers.
The Brewers went on to win 14-2, the most runs scored on opening day in franchise history. Sal Frelick also homered Pat Murphy after the win.
Good strike ball, Sal and Bowers. Bowers doesn't hit that unless Lockridge gets down the line. He decided to say, look, I want to keep this inning alive.
The Brewers have the night off. They'll host the Sox tomorrow night. Men's college hockey, Wisconsin scored 4 goals in the final period to beat Dartmouth 5-1 in the NCAA tournament. The Badgers face off against Michigan State in the regional semifinals tomorrow. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Borbins. Partly sunny skies today, chilly and a bit breezy with highs in the low to mid 30s. For tonight, mostly clear and cold with lows in the mid-teens. Warmer on Saturday with partly sunny skies, a high near 47, upper 50s by Sunday.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.